Whether you're into Pokemon TCG, the Disney Locana games, or anything TCG related, there is nothing worse than having a bulk of cards for a certain set and needing a binder to protect them and keep them safe. Pulling that hit card or that chase card that you've been searching for is terrifying when you don't know how to protect them. That's why I choose Vault X for my binders. They're super safe, protective, and honestly, look at them. They're absolutely gorgeous. The Pokemon ones even have the binder set on the side so you can clearly organize and keep track of the sets that you have on your collection. Listeners and viewers of the Chip It and Chill podcast can save 10% on their first order and save after your first order as well. It's not just your first order. And you can save 10% using my code CHIBIWEEB. So CHIBIWEEB. So that's CHIBIWEEB. If you put that into the checkout, you'll save 10% on your order. I trust Vault X binders because they're waterproof. They've got premium padded covers. They've got a heavy duty zipper. Side loading pockets, which is, if anyone's ever experienced accidentally tipping a binder and them all kind of falling from the top, it is not fun and it's quite stressful. So side loading pockets with a zip is a lifesaver, I will tell you that. And they're archival safe 9 pocket pages as well. And there even are larger ones, such as the 12 pocket one. These are the 12 pocket ones. And this is my ghost binder. If you follow me on TikTok and Instagram, you'll have seen this before. It's got loads of my ghost types in there. It is honestly the safest way to protect your Pokemon, Disney Locana, or other TCG collection. Be sure to head in the show notes for your link or enter CHIBIWEEB, CHIBIWEEB, to save 10% on your order at VaultX.com on anything in store. Hello everyone, welcome back to Chip It and Chill, the anime and Pokemon podcast. And today it's all about the Pokemon TCG, the trading card game that is absolutely blowing up right now. It's already big anyway, but I've never quite known it like this. But this time it's all about the new sets that are coming from the TCG. So we are obviously aware that Black Bolt and White Flare is releasing in 15 days' time. So we are so close to that set releasing. And I honestly cannot wait. I was one of the ones that waited in line at my Smith's local toy store to pre-order an ETB, the booster sets, things like that. So I've got a pre-order waiting. It's coming. I am so excited. So it's just after my birthday as well. So it's a perfect little treat. And I loved the Black and White games. So this being an anniversary set for that and landing around my birthday is absolutely perfect. That is divine timing, if there is even is such a thing. That is divine timing for me. So perfect. But we're also going to talk about the mega sets that are coming in the TCG. We've got a lot of new trademarks that have gone on this week. We've got a lot of new sets that are we already know about, but there's more coming and we need to discuss them. I need to talk to you guys about them. So let's dive in. Before we dive in though, be sure to subscribe if you like anime, Pokemon, collectibles, trading card games, that kind of thing. Much like this, be sure to subscribe. It takes 0 seconds to do, but be sure to subscribe on whatever platform you're listening or watching this on. Please do subscribe. It really does support the show. And I make new content like every single day. Be sure to follow me on TikTok and Instagram as well, because I'm putting stuff over there as well. I'm sure you'll love to see it, guys. I'm sure you will. So let's dive in. Let's go ahead and talk about what the newest sets are coming that we already kind of know a little bit about, and then we'll dive into the speculations. So the Japanese TCG is always obviously ahead of the English and Western releases. So they get the new sets, they do the new sets first, and then they get translated into an English release. So the first two sets, we've got another dual set coming, and it's to kick off the Mega Era again for Pokemon Mega Evolution. If you're not sure what this is, I did a video about this, so go check that out. But Mega Evolution is like a new level of evolution for certain Pokemon. Not all Pokemon can Mega Evolve, but some that do have new abilities, they have a new design, they're stronger. And it's honestly, it's one of the coolest gimmicks in Pokemon. It's one of my favorite gimmicks, and I'm so excited for a release of the new sets. So the new TCG aligns with the new return of Mega Evolution. They got the new collection, a bit like this on the Pokemon Center, which has Mega Burnett on this one. There's loads on there. Not sponsored, I wish I was. But there's a big, big focus on Mega Evolution. We got it in the TCG, and we've also got it coming in Pokemon Legends Z to A The new game coming in October for Pokemon, for the Nintendo Switch and Nintendo Switch 2 systems. So we've got a huge focus coming, so the TCG will perfectly align up with the new sets, with the new game coming in October. So the first new sets we've got is Mega Brave and Mega Symphonia. So these will have a focus on Mega Lucario and Mega Gardevoir. And that is two of the fan favourite Mega Evolutions. They're top tier for me. It's not my favourite, but they are top tier. But this is both sets launch on August 1st, 2025 as part of the first new Mega Block, leaving the Scarlet and Violet era behind. So after Black Bolt and White Flare, that will be the last Scarlet and Violet release. So that'll mark the end of that era. It's been about 3 years, maybe longer, for Scarlet and Violet. So it's been a long time, and we're about to enter a new era for Pokemon, which is a refocus on the Mega Evolution. So it'll have a paired English release expected around September 26, 2025. So later this year, just before the release of the game for Z2A. So it'll just be enough to get people hyped about Mega Evolution to then go into the Z2A game. So perfect timing, really. This set seems to have 63 non-secret rare cards per set. So 63 Mega Brave, 63 in Mega Symphonia, plus the secret rares and all that kind of stuff. All the kind of normal hits that people chase. But the set will feature all the usual products such as the booster packs, but a premium trainer box, which is Japan's version of an elite trainer box here in the West, has been shared to focus to include 10 packs each, so 10 packs of like each one, and energies, coins, damage counters, and the actual box itself. It looks like an amazing box, I have to say. I've never bought a Japanese trainer box, I have to say. However, I've bought an elite trainer box before. So I love the ETBs. I've got two ETBs coming, one for Black Bolt and one for White Flare, coming on the July 18th, so I'm so excited. But the Japanese trainer box for the Mega Symphonia and Mega Brave looks insane. It looks super, super premium. It looks super deluxe. And this looks like it's going to be an awesome set. We've seen some cards already being shown. So anyone that's already seen this kind of teaser, you'll have seen the new cards for Bulbasaur, for Vulpix. Honestly, they look absolutely stunning. The only card I really, really want out of this set so far is the Bulbasaur illustration rare. Like, that is absolutely gorgeous. It's a gorgeous card, and that is one I definitely, definitely need in my set when this does release. So far, we've had other ones released. So we've seen full item SRs, so Rare Candy, Night Stretcher debut as full art SRs. So we had Night Stretcher and stuff in Scarlet and Violet era, obviously, but this has got a new SR version to it, a new art style. So it looks absolutely awesome as an item card. It really makes them shine and showcase them a little bit stronger. That's the first set, and it looks absolutely strong. There is a lot more coming. It's the 3rd of July at the time of recording this, and it says we'll have more information on July 10th. So that will be, what day is that? That is a week today. So next Thursday, we'll have more information about that set. So keep your eyes peeled. There's going to be an announcement. They made an announcement for an announcement. So fair enough, but that's how big I think they're going to go with this set. It's going to be a huge, huge moment for the TCG to have Mega Return. So I'm going to be excited. I don't know. I need to see more of the cards to be super excited about this. But I am excited for Megas overall. But let's dive into the next set. We've got Mega Dream and Abyss Eye. And one of those is really fueling my excitement. So Pokemon have registered a couple of different trademarks that usually when they register a trademark, it's kind of going to go live in about 6 months or so. So these are sets that we can assume they're going to make, because otherwise why would they register them? But it's not given. It's not a given that they'll use these. So we had to take it with a little bit of a pinch of salt, but we've got some speculation. We've got some rumors. So let's dive in. So we've got Mega Dream EX, and they've also registered Abyss Eye. So these are official trademarks that have gone live for these two names, Mega Dream EX and Abyss Eye. And there's speculation that Mega Dream EX will follow the style of Japan's kind of high-class sets, such as Terrestrial Festival, Shiny Treasure EX, V-Star Universe, and VMAX Climax, which usually launch in around November-December time. So Depending on if they do a paired launch, they could do a worldwide launch for all of these, but we'll get it around in the West, maybe around January, February time. But I think Abyss Eye will be the one that I'll really, really want to go for. I think Abyss Eye will be a focus on Mega Gengar. And obviously, anyone that follows me on TikTok, Instagram, or follows this channel anyway, you'll know that I'm a huge fan of ghost type Pokemon. I absolutely love the little ghosties. They're so cute, they're so creepy, and actually really dark when you read the Pokedex entries. But I think Abyss Eye will focus on Mega Gengar with the third eye that he has, the styling, the kind of moves that he has. Going into the Abyss, it makes total sense, and I'm so here for it. I am so here for a Mega Gengar set. Abyss Eye theories, so they kind of range. So we've got possible Mega Evolutions included, such as Absol, Alakazam, Gengar, obviously, Burnett, obviously, like the T-shirt, based on the kind of like the eye kind of idea, the Abyss Eye. Some fans do speculate that Abyss will be to darkness traits, so things like Zygarde, Giratina. So it could be a dark and psychic kind of set where it focuses more on the darker and moody side of the Pokemon TCG and Pokemon world. So thinking like ghost, dark, psychic. But I think that will be a really, really cool set. There's not much more speculation around this. It's super, super new. Mega Dream, I think that potentially will also be a psychic one because that makes total sense with like things like the dreamlike Pokemon. Is it Muncheon? I forgot her name, but I'll put it up on the screen. It's you know which one I mean. But that kind of dreamy kind of focus, or even like Altaria with the like cloud-like wings, cloud, sleep, dreams. If you kind of connect the words like that, there are a bunch of Pokemon that kind of really fit that theme. So I think Mega Dream will have maybe an Altaria focus, and Mega Abyss Eye will have more of a Gengar focus. Or even, actually, come to think, Mega Dream EX could be things like Clefairy. So Clefairy could be a Clefairy set and a Gengar set, because there is the theory that Gengar is the shadow of Clefairy. So that could really, really work. They could be really focusing on that. I do wonder why Abyss Eye doesn't have an EX on there if they're registered at the same time, but it doesn't mean they're going to be a dual set. It could be two completely separate sets. So interesting. I think I'd probably give Mega Dream EX a miss, to be honest. However, Abyss Eye sounds right up my street, so I'll be keeping a very close eye on that one. Another set that we've have registered is Storm Emeralda. So a very kind of almost like a more Spanish kind of name there, but Storm Emeralda, so Storm Emerald essentially. And this one has been trademarked and pronounced with an A, so Storm Emeralda. I typed this out as Emerald like immediately. But this one looks to be registered on June 23rd, so again, about 6 months' time. So we're looking about November, December kind of time for potential usage. This is all, take it with a pinch of salt, it's all speculation though, please do remember that. But Storm Emerald is almost certainly centered around Mega Rayquaza. So, Mega Rayquaza is one of the fan favorite Pokemon, and it's actually in Pokemon lore. I didn't know this before taking a look at this podcast episode. But Rayquaza is actually the first Pokemon to ever Mega Evolve in the Pokemon lore. I didn't know that, and I don't know if maybe I'm just an idiot for not knowing that, but I did not know that. So you learn something new every day. But Storm Emeralda, obviously, if you kind of think about the greenest Pokemon for Mega, I think the Storm Emeralda is a perfect match for things like Mega Rayquaza. They love Mega Rayquaza, and it's a perfect kind of jumping on point for people to really introduce themselves into legendary Megas, into the TCG and Pokemon world overall. I think this will be an interesting one. This one, there's even less speculation because it's even newer than the other ones, but I think this is a perfect little opportunity for them to really drive Mega Rayquaza home. There's a Mega Rayquaza plush on the Pokemon Center that is so cute, and this one has a shiny version as well where it's all black. So there's a really cool opportunity for them to really drive that home. Storm Emeralda could even be something like a shiny set for Mega Rayquaza as well. That could be a really, really cool set. After we've had Mega Dream, we've got Abyss Eye, we've got Mega Mega Brave, Mega Symphonia. So we've got a load of them. This one doesn't include the Mega name, a little bit like Abyss Eye. But I think there is definitely part of the Mega era again. So it'd be wild for them to not include a Mega Pokemon in that set. One thing I do question is whether all these sets will include new Pokemon coming to the TCG. So Will Gen 10 be included in this, or are we seeing more of a wave way before Gen 10? There's always a question of Gen 10. It's been a couple of years now, but I think Gen 10 is going to be a huge, momentous release for them. I don't know if they're waiting for the 30th anniversary to do Gen 10. That's a lot said. That's hard to say. But I wonder if they'll do a 30th anniversary version, anniversary, and kind of wait until the release of Gen 10. That kind of pairs them together really well, because then they can kind of have two, like a momentous year of 30 and 10. But who knows? Let's see. But I wonder if we'll see the new Mega Evolutions that we're potentially going to see in Z2A. I wonder if these will also incorporate those into the TCG. So, potentially a new Pokemon, but they don't count as new in the Pokedex, really. But I wonder if we'll see a lot of new Pokemon Mega Evolution versions introduced in this TCG, or any of the lines mentioned, really. I don't know if we'll see any in Mega Brave and Symphonia. I think that line will focus more on what Megas we've got now, and pure focus of building hype for Megas first, and building the awareness for Megas first, and then potentially Mega Dream, Abyss, Iron Storm, Emeralda might bring us more new Megas later on, because the game's already been out by that point. We've already kind of played it. We're aware of what new Pokemon will be in the game, so it's perfect time for them to be brought into the TCG for us as well. So there is also a new one that's been registered as well, which is Inferno X. Now, this one, again, same kind of newness as Storm Emeralda, but Inferno X obviously focuses, or sounds like it's going to focus on Mega Charizard X or Mega Charizard Y. I wonder why there's not been Inferno X and Inferno Y being registered. Maybe there's something else for Inferno Y. Maybe they'll leave it for a little bit. Everyone always loves Charizard. That's an out-and-out rule for Pokemon fans. Everyone always loves Charizard. It's not one of my favourites, but I do get the hype. But Inferno X has been registered. So again, we're looking at about 6 months' use. So again, around September time. So I wonder how quickly they're going to ramp these out. There's a lot within the 6 months, but it doesn't mean they're going to use them in the 6 months' time. They could use them in a year's time. They could use them in 2 years' time, for all we know. There could be huge windows before these are used. I guess they're just kind of getting them in the calendar ready for releases. But in August 1st, from an overall Japanese kind of TCG timeline, we got August 1st, which will be Mega Brave and Mega Symphonia. We got September 25th-ish, which are starter decks. We've had some rumours of starter decks being created for Mega Gengar and Mega Diancie as well. We've got September 26th, which we're looking around Mega Inferno X and Mega Charizard X, etc. Potentially Charizard Y as well. So October 16th will be the worldwide release of Legend Z2A. So the video game that's coming out on Nintendo Switch and Switch 2. So that will reintroduce Megas into the video games. October, at some point, we've also had rumours of Ninja Spinner, which will be a focus on Mega Greninja. And Greninja is one of the coolest Pokemon, I have to say. I didn't get the hype to begin with, but over time, it's really growing on me. So there is a Mega Ninja Spinner coming as well. Storm Emeralda, which will be Mega Rayquaza. Mega Dream EX, which I think will be something like your Altaria kind of vibe, or Mega Clefairy. Then we've got early 2026, we've got things like Abyss Eye, focusing more on like your post-dream, so things like Gengar, that kind of stuff. So I think there's quite a few, there's a lot going on, and there's a lot of focus on really big hitting names. Now the one thing that's interesting here is you've already got some that are already named. We've got ones like Inferno X, we've got things like Mega Brave, Mega Symphonia, which are focusing on really clear Pokemon and already loved Pokemon. I don't think there's a Mega Greninja already, so we've already got ones that are new, and names are new into the TCG and into the Pokemon kind of universe. So I think that'll be interesting. People go wild for that one, I think. Ninja Spinner will be a huge deck for them, so I think that will be a really big set, something like a 200-odd card set. I wonder which ones of those will be the smaller sets, like your Shroud of Fable kind of sets, which ones will be the small ones. But I think there's so much coming for the TCG from the Mega sets as well. There's so much Mega focus. And it's honestly, it's exciting to see the return of Megas. I love the Mega designs. I think they're so above and beyond. They're so extra. They're so powerful. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm surprised there's not a Mega Venusaur focus set. because everyone always loves those ones, or even a 151 style return for Megas, but there's only three of them, I think, in the original one, so eh. But what do you think about these new sets? What are your speculations? There's a lot to take with a pinch of salt. There's nothing official apart from Mega Brave and Mega Symphonia. They're the only ones that have had like a 100% this has been released, this has been made, we've shown it you, this is coming. So the other ones are a lot of speculation. The one I'm most excited for, I think, is Abyss Eye. I think that one's going to be an awesome set. No matter what that sound, what that's going to be, I'm so excited for the return of Mega Gengar. I have not got a Mega Gengar in my Vault X Ghost Binder, so this could be the perfect time. Next year is that binder's time, and I'm not about to pay £300 for that Mega Gengar card that we all know and love. I'm not about to drop £300 unless I win the lottery. That's not happening. So it must be in that set somewhere, or even a new version of it. So that's my most excited one. If you've enjoyed this video, please do subscribe, leave a rating. It takes up to 5 seconds to do everything, and it really, really does support the show and helps other Pokemon fans find my content as well. So I'd be really, really appreciative. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. New stuff releases every single week, so do check it out. Shorts, long form videos, everything like that. Do check them out. I'm going to do TikTok lives as well. There's so much for you guys to check out. So do check me out on TikTok, Instagram, all that good stuff. You know where to find me, Chibiweeb. Thank you guys, and I'll see you next time for another Pokemon or anime focus video. Thank you so much, and bye bye.